Network Marketing 2.0 episode 037.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
What's going on, my friend? This is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. For the show notes, you go to networkmarketing2show.com, or you can click on the link in the description if you're watching me on YouTube, okay? But anyway, I have something pretty interesting that I want to share with you. And there's a discrepancy in the home-based business network marketing arena, and I want to address it right now, okay? And we call it home-based business, right? But then you go to work, okay? Let me give you this scenario. You go to work, you commute to work at 9 o'clock in the morning, 8, 9 o'clock in the morning, and then you go to work, you're done 4:30, 5 o'clock, and then you have to go to a home meeting, okay? One of your team members or sidelines or uplines or downlines is doing a home meeting, and you need everybody to come and support, even if you're already in the game, you're in the business already, and you want to be able to support, right? And yes, you should support. I totally agree. But then when you ask yourself, is being, okay, so now you're finishing the home meeting. One person just got started in that person's home meeting. And then at the end of the day, that day, you've been out of the house since 8 o'clock in the morning. Okay, you left 8 o'clock in the morning, and you look at your business, nothing has happened in your business that day, okay? You have not served anybody, okay? You haven't. And you have a person that called you from your team member, and they're excited, they want a three-way call somebody into you, right? And then you got on the phone with that person, and then because you're not doing this game on the regular, you're not taking charge, you find yourself skipping and then stammering, and there's something else we call it in the States. It's not stammering here. It's called that stutter, right? It's called you stuttering, right? So you find yourself stuttering, and before you know, you blew it, or the person didn't join, and then you blame it all yourself, okay? Now, what I want to put out of that is this, okay? This is the discrepancy in home-based business, network marketing, okay? Sometimes people get lost in is it quality or quantity, okay? Is it quality or quantity? Is it about how I talk to that person? Is it about the quality of my presence when I'm talking, my communication skills? Or is it about how many people I'm talking to? And I want to sort that out right now. I want to clean that up for you, help you rearrange or refocus your focus, okay? Help you realign your focus where it needs to be, okay? So, for example, I don't know how many videos this will be that I've done. It's a minimum of 300, okay? Let's just say it like that. It's not close to 300. It's way more than that, okay? But I haven't counted since 300. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? But you can rest assured that I'm a lot better communicating on this video, through this medium, this audio or podcast, than I was years ago. You can rest assured about that, okay? But, you know, in the home base, the better, right? But, of course, people forget, right? They think they're going to church, everybody's okay, we'll go to the home meetings, we have fun, we eat some chips, and everybody's happy. Somebody recruited someone, let's keep going, never quit, right? And of course, I support never quit, okay? Because quitters are always losers, okay? But here's the deal. At what point are you going to wake up and say, or at what point, all of us as an industry, because this affects everyone, even if you're doing well in your business, if you don't have teammates that are doing it just as well as you are, your business will crumble eventually. All right? So the more people you have in your team duplicating, the more sustainable it is, right? Or let me say, the more mastermind, people in your mastermind team, the more quality they are, the better. So which one? Is it the more people in your downline that are recruiting, or the more quality of people in your mastermind? I'm choosing the latter, okay? Because it's not about downline. In my opinion, everyone in this world is in my downline. Okay, that's how I feel. Not to say I'm on top of the world and on top of everybody. I'm just saying there's something I can do to serve you. There's something I can do to serve anyone in this world. That's just my perspective. It's not necessarily right and wrong. That's just my perspective. So I feel like anyone can end up in my downline. As long as I can bring some value to their lives, that's why they will come into my downline, right? So that brings me to something that the discrepancies that I feel like is missing in this industry. And that's, it's as simple as this. Value recruiting. Value-based recruiting. Just recruit, right? Just ask them, are they open to making money outside of what they do? Alright, so if you ask them that question, right? Are they really paying attention, or are they just thinking, make money? Right? Okay, now, when you ask that question, are you asking one person or you're asking 1,000 people at the same time? Okay, so now we're talking quality and quantity, value-based, okay? So where is most of the value lying? Is it in quantity or in quality? Where is most of the thing lying? So my answer to that question is this, all right? It's in both, all right? You know, the scripture says, hope deferred makes the heart weak. Okay, if you're not bringing in people fast enough, if you don't have speed and momentum in your business, that's going to discourage you, no matter how much of a macho man you think you are. If enough people are not duplicating in your business, that's going to discourage you. Forget that. What about the people around you? In the most subconscious way, it's going to discourage them, because growth. You know why? Because growth is attractive. Okay? Numbers are attractive. Right? Alright? So, let's look at your favorite artist, right? Which one is going to get more views? The one with 2 million views or the one with 200,000 views? That is not a trick question. The one with 2 million views will continue to get more. Okay? Who do you think is going to get richer? The rich people or the poor people? Regardless of what kind of program Obama or Bush or anybody has in place, or your president in the year that you're watching me, or what country you're watching me in is. Regardless of the program, who do you think is going to get richer? Regardless of if it's the socialist system or communist system or capitalism system, who's going to get richer? The rich people or the poor people? All right. So I think you get the point, okay? The point I'm trying to make is this. Quality, quantity, you need both, okay? You cannot have quantity unless you have quality, okay? You can't. It's impossible, all right? However, having quality does not guarantee you're going to have quantity. That's something. See, if everyone could just be on their best quality behavior and get rich, everyone would be doing it, right? But hey, this is a game. This is called the game of life and entrepreneurship. Okay? That means you have to learn how to play it. That means you have to invest some time and possibly money into learning how to play the game. Okay? So, if you have quality, how can you orchestrate, re-engineer your way where you can build quantity, because you know that quantity is even more attractive to the quality people you have around. It excites them. It encourages them to keep going. Okay? It encourages you to keep going. Alright? No matter how much of a self-motivational person, you're self-motivated you think you are, when you see numbers, it encourages you. It encourages you. Okay? So is it quality? Is it quantity? It's both, okay? But I'm going to tell you like this. Right now, in 2016, we have the ability, we have the same leverage power that Donald Trump, that Obama, we have access to the same resources. Social media. We have it. What is the mainstream media? That is not a trick question. It is social media, okay? Why? Because all the quote-unquote mainstream get all their news from the social media, right? Very simple, right? So, it's social media. And guess who have access to social media? Guess who have a profile, a Facebook profile, if you want to, right now for free, right? A Twitter profile, Instagram, a YouTube channel. Guess who? You. Now, the question is that, how can you learn this game to use all those free resources to your advantage to build your business. How can you do that? All right. So the misconstrued thing going on in home business and network marketing is this. Belly to belly, quality. It's just quality. No, it's not. It's both. You need both because you will quit on yourself if you don't get both. You need speed, you need momentum because success loves speed. All right. And that's what I have for you today on this particular episode. Hopefully you're enlightened, you're educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book and other top producer courses, go to the website networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.